The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Servant of the Father in Heaven. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Tonight, I'm going to visit on two separate subjects. The first subject is lighten the load. The second hour, I'm not going to tell you what that is. I hope that you'll stay tuned for the second hour. As far as I know, I have never heard this type of presentation that I'm going to try to do in the second hour on RBN or any other radio listening show. It'll be a first time for me, and as far as I know, it should be a first time for RBN. I hope that's of interest to you. Okay, now the first thing I want to do is, I think is important, and this is not on subject one or subject two. I am not overflowing with money. And everything in our world is pay to play. Okay? I understand that. Bills have to be paid at RBN. I, right now, and this is embarrassing, I am only able to contribute $12.50 a month. Okay, that's not very much. However, based on what I guess good operating numbers for RBN would be, I'm guessing, would be $50 an hour. And I would be appreciative if, when you send in a donation, if you want to send it in and say, hey, this is to help support the gathering offering. I don't have any sponsors, and I'm not rich. And whenever you do that, let's say you want to send in $12.50. Please make a note that you're trying to support the gathering offering. That's the only way I'll get a little credit for it. I would hope and pray that there's a few people out there that can afford $12.50. Now, they could send in, instead of making the board ops have to do it every week, you could just do $50 or $100 and say, hey, this is $12.50 for 4 weeks. It'd be real nice to have that, to have the support of RBN. And if I was a board op and I had to go through some of the stuff that I heard on another show, I'd want a pay increase. Anyway, I want to now start on the first hour of some stuff. It's called lightening the load. In other words, less weight on your load. And I'm going to start out with something very simplistic that most people may or may not know. And it involves urinating on the ground. And in particular, when you're urinating on the ground, or pissing on the ground, whichever term you choose, you are supposed to, according to the Father's law, you are supposed to dig a hole and pee into the ground and then cover it up. That does no good if you don't make sure that you're not peeing into the wind. It does no good if you dribble on your boots. If you're in the woods in a real live situation hunting and you have urine on your boots, animals can smell that. Animals have not lost their ability to smell. I've known this for decades, what I'm telling you about. I have had, I don't know how many times, wild deer in the woods in 5 or 6 different states walk right up to me. I've been able to rub my hand across their side when they go past me. I have an 8-point buck on my wall that I took him strictly because of one reason. His nose was 4 inches from my nose. I had to slide my rifle back so it wouldn't push him in the chest. And there were footprints. And I said, I just got to do this. And so when he turned, I hip shot him. Well, from my hip, I shot him. He dropped. And I brought other guys over there. And they could see where I was sitting. And goodness gracious, they said, this is unbelievable. I said, well, I try not to piss on my boots. Anyway, along that same lines, when you're involved with one of the Father's feasts and you have a gathering, your outhouses must be exactly due west of where you're gathering your tents, your group of people. So the Father's law gets a little bit detailed. People say, are you kidding me? No. Have I set up outhouses for males and females at exactly due west of the campsite and shown people that? They go, wow, this is amazing. Look at the detail of what the Father's laws are. Okay, so try not to pee on your boots. There's more than one reason. First of all, it's stupid. Second of all, the animals are not going to be around you very much. Now, lightening the load. Some people are overweight. In the old days, I don't know what the numbers are now, there was a determination that if you were 20 pounds overweight, you were called obese. Maybe they've moved it up to 30 pounds overweight. And they have different per your size and whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, your height, things of that nature. They have an ideal weight. Lighten your load. Get your weight down. Get in shape. Lighten the load. Now, there are other people, and I fall into this category. I'm underweight. I've had to fight all of my life maintain my weight to the extent that at various times, I have to eat till it hurts. I have to eat 4 and 5 times a day. Now, I have not had this problem except over the last 4 years, where I am now 30 pounds underweight. Hopefully, as the weather continues to get warmer, I will be going into that process. It's not a lot of fun because you have to work out tremendously. Now, the next thing to lighten your load, there are people that refuse to acknowledge the truth. You present the truth to them, and they don't care. They keep right on babbling on, like Babylon. Quit being around those people. Do not associate with them. Tell them why you're dropping them, because you give them actual facts, and get rid of them when they refuse the actual facts. You do not need to be weighted down. In other words, you need to lighten the load in your own head. Don't be around like that. People that talk with their hands, they are absolute idiots. I've had a lot of experience with people. And people that have to stand up, and I'm right now just doing this little hand thing in front of me myself, to understand, you know, and make you understand or help you understand that those people are wackos. You call them Democrats, whatever you want to call them. I don't care. Lighten your load. Don't be around idiots. Get rid of them out of your life. Now, there's another category that gets into more detail. I have had many, many occasions where anywhere from 6 to 40, 45 people get together studying the Father's laws. And almost every single time, there was a minimum of one person, sometimes 2 or 3 people, that say, you know, what you brought up is 100% true, Jerry. There's no way to disagree. But Jerry, if I share this with people, I won't have any friends. Get rid of those people out of your life. They want more friends than they want to satisfy and do their responsibilities and duties to the Father in heaven. Get them out of your life. The only thing they're going to do is drag you down. Lighten the load. Now, if anybody wants to call in about this initial presentation, the phone number is 512-248-8252. Now, I'm going to continue until somebody calls in. Now, this one, please, you know, I beseech you, write down just the first part that I'm going to say. Matthew chapter 16, verse 20. Matthew chapter 16, verse 20. Then charged he his disciples, apostles, that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. I'll read it one more time. Then charged he, that's the only begotten Son. All you have to do is go to Matthew 16, 19 and read, you see, that's the only begotten Son. And he says, then charged he his disciples, apostles, that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Now, people are going to slip. They might every once in a while be talking instead of saying the only begotten Son of the Father. And they're going to slip every once in a while. They're going to say the word Jesus. But they'll correct themselves if they've got their act together. And Christ, why would the only begotten said and say, don't tell anybody, don't use the name Jesus in the Christ if that was his name. Think about it. That is the Canaanite process. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, Jebus, J-E-B-U-S, Jebusites, from the city of Jebus. And when you're calling the only begotten son Jesus, you're calling him a Jebusite, a Canaanite. Think about that. And you're told, don't use the word Christ. That is what the Vatican brought up. And unfortunately, so many people I know, they're Christians. And they don't even understand that they're bringing up a name that the only begotten Son said to his apostles. Don't tell anybody this, because it's not true. Matthew 16:20. You might want to read a verse or two above it and blow it. You got to learn. You have to stand up and have that in your hip pocket when you're talking to somebody and say, look, he told the apostles, don't tell people I'm Jesus. Don't call people and tell them that I am the Christ. He's the only begotten Son of the Father in heaven. In the Old Testament, he's known as the I Am That I Am. In other books that were in the Bible, taken out by the good boys there at the Vatican, and I have a little special coming up for them in a couple minutes, they dreamed up a new religion, and they named it Christianity. My family on both sides was rock-solid Christians. And when I brought this one up, when I was in third grade to my family, I didn't know about Jebus. I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know that. I said, look at this. You're telling us I have to call him Jesus, and I'm not allowed to. My family was in shock. But, no, Jerry, you're too young. You're only in third grade. I said, I can read. You can read. They were indoctrinated. Don't be indoctrinated by anything except the Father in heaven and his laws and his only begotten Son. Now I want you to take and listen to another one. And this one's going to hurt. John 15:16, chapter 15, verse 16. You might want to write this down, ladies and gentlemen. And you can read it yourself. And you can read before it and afterwards. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, the correct way, when you go into four different ancient Bibles, you don't have this. So you don't have to believe it. Don't believe it. I'm just making this up because I have fun making stuff up. BS. I know that everything, if I make something up to make a point, I know what I get. And I don't really want that at all. When you pray to the Father, pray that it is his will that I pray your prayer to him. People are told all the time, just pray, pray, pray to God, says the Father here. It doesn't say God. And guess what? Before you pray, or while you're praying, you have to pray. Father in heaven, if it's your will, have your Son pray my prayer to you. If you don't do that, you're not following directions. They're not my directions. They're the only begotten Son's directions. And you pray your sweet little fanny off, and if you don't follow what he says, how in the hell is your prayer doing any good for you? Got a break. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sheldon from Washington and is on the phone and would like to visit. Are you there, Sheldon?
Yes, I am. I had a quick question about your outhouse thing there, and I'm going through my head as you're saying this, and by accident, mine is on the west side, and I can only assume that that's because of prevailing winds to keep the animals away, but what happens if your prevailing winds are coming from the east, though?
Well, I was talking about in a formal situation where you have a campsite and multiple people there, as you set your
right.
outhouses out there, okay, to the west. That also would apply to your homestead. Most people don't have an option to do that. You know, this is like in a tenting situation. The only thing I could tell you is that when I was in Arkansas, the best I could do, yes, I had indoor toilets, you know, okay, great. But I did put my septic tank due west. That's the best I could do. Okay, that's the best, and it was underground. But as far as peeing into the wind, I think that's a little common sense. It doesn't make too much sense if the wind's blowing from the west at 40 miles an hour and trying to urinate into a 40-mile-an-hour wind. It's a little common sense. Now, I don't know anything about how girls go to the bathroom outside. I don't know anything about that. Okay, so I'm not talking about girls at all here. I, you know, don't know anything about how they do that. Does that help you a little bit, or would you like to comment or do something like that, Sheldon?
No, that's fine. I'm kind of stupid and ignorant, and one cancels out the other, and I just didn't have a good enough explanation. So now I think I got that. It's kind of like,
Sheldon,
you're talking.
Remember, times are going to get very, very tough. And the way I will explain it to you is I've been out in the woods for a while, let's say 4 months, and I run into another guy, first person I run into. He's been out there, and I say to him, you know, I'm looking at him, and I'm going, man, he looks a little rough. And I say, how long have you been out here, buddy? He says, 2 months. And I go, huh, I'm glad I don't have a mirror to see what I look like, okay? It's going to get real dadgum tough. And you dadgum, when you need to eat, and there's a categories of things you can eat and you can't eat, you don't want your urine being smelled from 50 to 100 yards away by animals. And by the way, birds can smell you. They can give your position away. All kinds of animals. I've done this many times to prove it to myself, even to prove it to other people. And, you know, you don't want to give away your position, especially if you really need to get that deer and eat it, or that turkey, so forth, and eat it when you're really hungry. It's just a small thing, but that can sure lighten your load when you're starving. Okay?
Yeah, I think it was a film called Doc Hollywood that had, who's the kid, the young guy, the guy that's got the Parkinson's there, I'll think of him in a minute. And he and this chick were out urinating on trees because it kept the deer away, and they wanted to do that because the hunters were coming through there. So I saw that a few decades ago, and the birds that I raise, well, they're just too friendly, so that doesn't bother them. But it all makes sense, you know. So thank you for your time very much.
All right, Sheldon, you have a great day. Almost at the bottom of the half-hour break, so I want to go back to this tough stuff, lighten the load, but I can't go into it for right now. I'm going to tell you, though, that the most powerful thing that good guys and good gals have is to be able to pray to the Father. And when you do not follow instructions, do you think the Father doesn't go, well, that's a real hard-headed SOB? I don't know what he calls girls. And I don't care to get into that because I don't like using bad words on girls, okay? But what's the matter with you? How much time does it take to say, Father, if it's your will, that your son pray my prayer to you, please do that. Now you've lightened that negativity out of your life. You got the bottom of the half hour break.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And whenever I say ladies and gentlemen, I mean good ladies and good gentlemen. I'm not talking about the maggots out there. Anyway, I'm quite surprised. Dr. Kelly is a host on RBN, and she's on the line. Are you there, doctor?
Yeah, and thank you so much for your work. I'm still working on the homework project from trying to locate the seven deciduous woods. I've bothered firemen, fire captains, fire chiefs, and all manner of people. And the only one that I could come up with on my own was mountain mahogany. And I'm hoping you might generously help me where I can look those up, or if you might tell me a couple, three. And thank you.
All right. Well, don't hang up.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you all of them, okay? Cedar, it's a softwood. Ash is a softwood. Pine is a softwood. Okay, that gets you three. So your key that you're looking for is softwood. Technically, it's called deciduous. The reason it's called deciduous trees is because they shed their leaves over a period of 7 years. That's another area to look for. The rest of your trees, like your oak and so forth like that, they shed their leaves every year. If you look at a cedar, and I've actually gone out, and I know this sounds stupid, but I wanted to test it. I had a lot of cedars on my place that I had in Arkansas. I actually went out and put little pieces of white tape on the leaves, you know, the little shrouds. And, you know, I mean, it was, you know, all of a sudden I noticed one of my little piece of white tape is gone. I'm down on the ground on my hands and knees trying to find the damn thing. Okay, that's how stupid I am trying to figure this stuff out. But all you have to do is go watch a cedar tree, you know, before the winter gets here, and you're not going to see hardly diddly squat underneath it. And you could do that with your ash and your pine. So look for softwoods. And the softwoods are primarily used for, well, mandated to use for your cooking. Okay? They generate a much higher temperature, and they burn very quickly. And I've done those, if you will, experiments, tests by myself with other people. And when you cook, first of all, you got to know, if you're doing a comparison with, like, hardwoods, and you got to get them started first. If you start the softwoods at the same time as the others, you're not going to be ready. Softwoods are going to go boo-boo, bye-bye. You know, you've got a limited time to cook with those. And it's much more advantage to cooking with those, cutting them up into like one inch by 2 inch little rectangles and mixing them, you know, do just your cedar, then start mixing them and stuff like that and enjoy the taste of the steak or even just a hamburger off your softwoods. It's just incredible the difference in taste, beyond belief. And actually you get to see the colorization. If you got a steak, I always tell everybody, cut a steak in half, do one on charcoal, you know, hardwood, do one on softwood, and take a look at the meat. The meat on the hardwoods has got black all over it. The one that's got your softwoods has got white on it. And when you what you do is you have somebody have some of the dark marks on it, have a bite, chew it up, swallow it, and take a glass of water, have them rinse their mouth out, spit that out, rinse it again, spit it, then have a taste of that softwood, and repeat that process. And if that doesn't convince you, nothing will convince you, you know. But it's phenomenal, the difference in taste. And, of course, now you can go into the medical parts of ingesting that black gook into your system and wondering why you get sick, you know, because that black gook is on.
Yeah, that creosote layering. Yeah, you're so right, Jerry. And a lot of the synthesized vitamins are made from a creosote base. And I don't know, I just kind of have this gift. I suggest something to somebody, and they just go completely kittywampus with it. You know, I was talking about smoked salt and smoked cheese, and next thing you know, someone's bringing me a, I think it was, it was a brisket, and it was just delicious. And so I was like, okay, here's back at you. They brought me a Mackinac trout fillet and a couple of salmon fillets, and I guess it was maybe molasses, maple syrup, tiny, like a couple drops of lemon juice, and then that just takes the smoke even better. And then we've got the local sage brushes out in the Nevada area down the hill, and I just thank you again for your work and pointing that out.
May I ask you a question before you leave, by chance, or get off the line?
Oh, say that again. Go ahead.
Of, Do the two types of fishes that you talked about, do they have scales on them?
That's correct, fins and scales.
Okay, good. So you got that out so that everybody would understand. We're, you know, hey, I was born in Florida, and I know what good-tasting catfish is, but it doesn't have any scales, okay?
And not a heartbreaker.
You know, I used, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you couldn't get me to taste a catfish now, even though I know how good they can taste, but that I'm not doing it. And the same thing goes with the dolphin, Mai Mai, the blue and green and yellow fish. They tasted wonderful to me. But I can't eat that. So I got rid of my ocean boat, you know, when I was in Florida, because that's all we wanted to catch. But, you know, that improves your health. You can't just do one thing to improve one's health. You have to do a lot of things. I choose to go by what the Father says myself, okay? So anyway, I thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, Doc. I'm going to call you a doc instead of a doctor.
Cool.
If that doesn't offend you.
Not at all.
Doctors that I've run into, they are establishment and this, that, and the other, but I get along good with docs. And if we go back into our history of this country, the people that were doctors, good people called them docs, they had a garden at their place. And it tells you in the good book, I give you every green herb-bearing seed plant of the earth. Well, that's how docs used to treat people when they came in when they were sick. They went out to their garden, and they said, okay, I know what this particular thing does, and this is what we're going to do. And they'd take some leaves and stuff like that, and they'd grind them up and do this stuff and say, drink it. And have some, you know, here's some more, take it home, and drink so much of it once a day. That's how we cured our problems before we got the pharmaceutical pukes. Okay, Doc?
Yeah,
so
I love that.
So you're in an area of going back to history. I give you every, not me, I give you every green-bearing seed plant, you know, for you, for meat. That means to eat, okay? So anyway, I thank you very much for calling, Doc. I don't know of another host that's ever called in on my show yet so far. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, too.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, now, I want to dwell on something. His will that I pray, your prayer to him. If you don't pray to the Father, you have given up your most valuable tool that you have. You have no other tool. And you're wasting your time when you've got a law. I didn't make the law up. I had to discover the law. You're giving up everything, and you're taking and piling all the manure on yourself with no chance to get it off. How much time does it take before you bring a prayer, you say a prayer? Father, if it's your will, have your only begotten Son pray my prayer to you. Guess what? If your prayer isn't any good, or if it's not timely, you're not going to get an answer. If it's not timely, sometimes you can pray and, you know, 2-3 years go by, and all of a sudden that thing happens. Now, why did it happen then? Because it wasn't the time for you to have that. I'm not the boss. You're not the boss. And this is terrible to say this. The Father in heaven is the boss. Now, you got to have all kinds of exclamation marks. He's the Father in heaven. He's got everything. It's his will. I actually pray and say, Father, there's so many times. Is there any way that I can have this, have your son pray my prayer to you? Because I actually try and pray 4, 5, 6 times a day sometimes. And can I just have this as standard counts? That's not what he says. I try and manipulate myself. And I know I can't do that, and I catch myself doing it. I say, okay, it's but your will, okay. You know, and then I go, oh, you dummy, you did it again. We all make mistakes. How can you lighten your load without the Father helping you. And just because you pray something today doesn't mean that tomorrow, next month, next year, that won't happen. Everything will happen within His time scale. And I make the assumption, and that means I don't know anything, that He knows exactly that 30 days from now, that's when that prayer is going to happen. Or 30 years from now. You have to put everything into the Father. All the stuff that's going on right now in our world, it doesn't surprise me one bit. I will get into, hopefully, if I'm still on RBN, the 5.5 days, less a little bit of time. Now, I hear people all the time talk about this, that, the other, and all the chaos, and on and on and on, and they don't understand. There's a timeline. 5.5 days, less a little bit of time. I've been working on that for over 30 years. And I think I'm getting pretty close to being able to say, I think I'm 75 to 80% correct on this. Now, that's pretty bold. Matter of fact, it'll probably bite me in the butt. But I've got to get that out eventually. And it's a very difficult discussion. I will try. If I'm still here on RBN, but I do need some people to cough in $12.50 an hour. That would help a bunch. RBN needs to stay on. Now, I'm going to give you another way about lightening your load. And I am guilty of this. I'm very guilty of this. I used to have money. It was nothing to me to write a check for 10, 20 grand, 30 grand, whatever the hell I wanted to write a check for. And I always wanted to write checks for children that had problems. And the only thing I said was, you know, if you publish my name or anything like that, we're going to war. You don't publish my name, I don't give no money out to get recognition. Well, nowadays, I don't have an extra $100 to give away. Okay? Don't have it. Blessing, I guess. And so I was giving money for children that had genetic problems. And I can't imagine of how my heart is when I look at various children that have genetic problems. Because some of them are so wonderful. Some of them are so beautiful. I mean, they're personality, just fabulous. But I'm not allowed to donate money to people that have messed up DNA. They have mutated genes. Why do you think the vaccines that they're giving people right now is the end game? It's because your DNA, if you take a shot, your DNA and RNA is messed up. I'm being very polite on my language. You ain't going to heaven this trip if you got messed up DNA. And yet, what was this idiot kid, stupid gray-haired guy, doing? Giving money to the bad guys. And how can you sit there and say, my gosh, look at that child. Look at that adult. Why can't I do something to help them? Because the Father, you're not supposed to help the bad guys. You're not supposed to help the Canaanites. You're supposed to do something else with them. So I'm guilty of that big time. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Now the next thing, you know, that you got to lighten your load. You might think that's not lightening your load, but it is. When you help a bad guy, how does that help your position if you're a good guy? Leviticus 18:22. Please write that down, Leviticus 18:22. Please read this. Thou shalt not be with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Okay. That's what it says. So I got to ask you a question. What is the punishment for this type of abomination? Do you know? Golly gee. Are we talking about, like in the movie, Platoon? Steers and queers. Being around them. Are you supposed to be around steers and queers? Ask yourself that question. Will being around them harm you? Will your toleration harm you? Yes, it will. Because by you laughing and being around these steers and queers, you're promoting them. We've got a station break right now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back to the short segment for the first hour. Please use your pencil and piece of paper. Please write down Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. Chapter 2, verse 2. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, but hast found them liars. Well, between 12th, from 2nd grade through halfway through 1st grade, the only books I read were the first four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In 1991, I read the Bible entirely through. Now, when I read that chapter 2, too, I gagged because I knew something. And I said, I'm not going to jump the boat. I spent the next 4 months researching those that say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars. At the end of that intensive study, purchasing all kinds of old Bibles, all kinds of everything, I knew I was right from the beginning. Now that sounds egotistical, but I had did more work than you have any comprehension, always with an open mind. When I finally came to that conclusion that I knew what chapter 2, verse 2 was, I staggered. I had a two-story house. It was all, I was in great physical shape. I almost couldn't make it up the stairs. When I got into the bathroom, I puked in my sink. I fell on the floor. I crawled to my bed. And I begged the Father, please don't make me do this. I begged him and begged him for 3 days. The only thing I did during that 3 days was get up and feed the dogs and the horses and so forth. I'd have a little water and a little food. And you know what? Still today, I'm working on that. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, but hast found them liars. If you don't know who the liars are, just how in the world are you expected to get anything done? You better get your butts in gear, and you better lighten your load, and get down to the truth. You better figure out who the bad apostles are that are liars. Top of the hour break. Thank you, ladies. And the fact that the bad guy almost always could be that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.